AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden reiterates his pledge about Afghanistan.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
At the White House, Biden says there doesn't seem to be signs of resistance.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through.
Just outside the airport, this man says he worked for the U.S. and he wants to leave.
We've been in contact. The crowd is just crazy. No one is helping. And I don't know if this keeps going, no one would get help.
Huge throngs remain at the various gates at the airport, hoping to get in and onto flights out. There have also been a number of rescue forays outside the airport by U.S. forces. A Chinook helicopter picking up nearly 100 Afghans, mainly women and children, and then getting them inside the facility. A federal appeals court said a pause on eviction designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now, but there could be a fight ahead in the Supreme Court. The new pause was imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some landlords are trying to block the moratorium, the landlord group filing an emergency appeal with the Supreme Court. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News last night seemed to blame the surge in COVID-19 cases on blacks. Quote, the biggest group in most states are African Americans who have not been vaccinated. Texas NAACP head Gary Bledsoe.
For the lieutenant governor to bring something like this into the discussion is really abominable.
Bledsoe adding Patrick didn't get his facts straight.
Only 10.2% of the people who died in Texas due to the disease are African American. So we're not the ones that are causing the issue.
This is AP News. Long Island and eastern New England are bracing for their first hurricane in some 30 years. Here's Mike Gracia.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says by Sunday, Tropical Storm Henri will be
a hurricane pretty close to the Rhode Island, Connecticut, up into Massachusetts.
And New Englanders are prepping.
The storm could knock out power for somewhere between 100,000 and 300,000 residents.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has up to 1,000 National Guard troops on standby.
They'll be ready to assist with high water rescue, debris clearing, and public safety support.
The National Weather Service says Henri might make landfall first in eastern Long Island. The hurricane watch stretches from the south shore of Long Island to Massachusetts. Thursday was the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Bob coming ashore in Rhode Island as a Category 2 storm that left at least 17 people dead and caused more than $1.5 billion in damage. I'm Mike Gracia.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.